Tantor Audio presents Accidentally Dead Again by Dakota Cassidy. Narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. Will I sparkle in the sunlight? Because confession, I'm uncomfortable sparkling, Samuel McLean said.
Oh, dude, if you go out in the sunlight, I can promise there'll be no sparkling. Now, sparks? Could be. Definitely some fucking flames. For sure, a whole lot of screaming, oh my god, it burns! But no sparkles. Though, I gotta give it to you, dude. With what you're wearing, you give sparkly a whole new level of ugly.
He ignored the crude woman's crack about his dress. According to the lady in the thrift store, he'd gotten a good deal on it, and it was a hot color this season. So, yeah.
Another pressing thought? Shoot. Do I have to pick a team? I don't want to screw with Edward or Jacob's self-esteem.
A cackle with a definite hint of devious pleasure threading through it followed Sam's question. The deep chuckle literally clanged in his ears to the point of painful, leaving him feeling like one full-bodied raw nerve. He shifted in his chair at the basement offices of Oops, pulling uncomfortably at the front of his red sequined dress to create some much-needed airflow. Christ, it was hot. Why was it so damn hot? From behind him, the lingering presence of the woman who'd plowed into the office like he owed her money was downright imposing. When she leaned over his shoulder, Sam forced himself to forget he was wearing a hot little number. He mentally put his man suit back on and asked, "You are again?" with as much of an arrogant, "I'm still in charge of this situation," tilt to his penciled-in eyebrow as he could muster, for which the imposing female wasn't at all fazed.
"Nina. Nina Blackman Statlian. Vampire. The non-sparkly kind."
The breathtaking brunette in jeans and a sweatshirt clamped a hand on his shoulder. She clenched it with fingers of steel that burned clear through his shifting shoulder pads and made his big hoop clip-on earrings sway.
"Man, as soon as I heard you were here, I skipped right over like I was on my way to the flippin' ring-ding factory VIP tour. So jazzed. Look."
She came to stand in front of him, holding out a basket before she unceremoniously plunked it in Sam's lap.
"When Marty called me, I got so fucking excited you weren't a whiny female this time round, I threw this shit together. We've never had a legit dude accidentally bitten before, so call it my vampire welcome to the clan gift."
She grinned, beautiful and maybe just a little too smug for his liking, quite obviously pleased with her generous contribution to this vampire thing. Samuel's eyes trailed down to the wicker basket in his lap and pushed his skirt toward his knees, in the effort to keep his man bits properly covered, still too dazed to respond. Though not so dazed, he missed the packet labeled BLOOD in bold black letters. It glistened, red and delicious, taunting him from its plastic casing.
"Hungry, Sammy?"
He clenched his jaw again, grinding his teeth together, which wasn't easy, considering their recent growth spurt. Fuck. He was actually eyeing the blood like it was a fillet, apparently a delicacy as part of Marty's Welcome to the Night Dwellers Club information packet he'd never eat again.
"Oh, look,"
the aforementioned Marty remarked in dry tones, leaning against a chipped desk with her arms crossed over her chest.
"Nina the Sensitive was kind enough to make you a vampire care package, Mr. McLean. Suppose you could have waited until he knew everything he was in for before you threw him into the dark overlord, deep end of the pool, Nina?"
The brunette turned her middle finger up at the blonde with a smirk.
"Blow me. He's a man, Marty. He'd better take it like one. Which means he needs to get used to the fact that if he goes out in the sunlight without that goddamned SPF 2 trillion, he'll burn like a Yule log. And he's got to feed, or he'll shrivel up just like all of his useless organs have."
Sam fought hard to keep the man in his male equation intact and not flinch when Nina reminded her friend his organs were now persona non grata and his timeshare in Aruba was going to be a future Craigslist ad. He squared his shoulders.